This is the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
And I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about It Came From Beneath the Sea.
1955.
Yeah, an American-made movie. I didn't know anything about this movie.
Directed by Robert Byrne. Yeah, you know what? This was like I got exposed to a bunch of these movies when they were a part of this TCM, had like a creature features segment. Like that was like the theme of the month of last May. And so it exposed me to all these like American kaiju movies that I was like, oh, I never really thought. And it definitely though, it may, there's certain things about this movie that made me miss Japanese movies.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Like all of them or just this one in particular?
You mean, what do you mean? All movies?
Yeah. All the ones you saw.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't seen them all. Actually, they're still saved to be watched at a later date because I thought they'd be good for this.
But I was super excited when it started and it said effects by Ray Harryhausen.
Yeah, I got excited too because like the reason I wanted to do this one first of this little grouping was because I set them all to record, and at one point I turned on the TV and just seeing this image of this giant octopus in the city like that, I was like, oh, I want to see this one first.
Yeah, and it looked really cool. I enjoyed this movie. Just right off the bat, I'm going to let you know I really liked it.
Okay, cool.
I think the reason I liked it the most is we've dealt with a lot of movies that are really cringeworthy.
Yeah.
And this one actually felt like more progressive.
What? Okay.
At least with the handling of the female characters.
But, okay. I mean,
here's the thing. Like the Professor Joyce.
Yes.
Who for the longest time I was like, is that her first name or her last name? Mm-hmm. It turns out it's her last name. Pretty strong female lead character.
Yeah. And she's not like blamed for everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she doesn't have to get people drinks or.
Yeah. But I mean, it is mentioned a lot that that's kind of her deal.
I think it's like a lot of it's also kind of to show, but there's this thing about it that's like, yes, this is how she feels, stuff like that. And the guy is so backwards in his whole way he feels about like he says things that are like there's a part where he says something like well we got to ask her and it's like what difference does it make about asking her you know what I'm talking about but yet he's still there's something about him that she can't keep away from
But I mean, I like that it's more like the X from Outer Space with, yeah. I think her name was Lisa.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, she was just getting shit on like the whole movie.
Yeah.
At least this one is like, hey, listen, I understand your ways of thinking, but you should rethink how, you know, women are perceived. So it was trying.
Yeah. I don't know.
They gave us 2 points of view. The military guy and then the other scientist guy. Clark and what's it, Campbell? I forget their names already. Matthews.
I mean, yeah, we'll get into that when
Okay.
First of all, I like the monster font in the opening credits.
Yeah. I always put the opening titles in the show notes or on the blog and stuff and the album artwork. And I was very excited to see this one.
Hey, that opening crawl, did it go too fast for you?
It went kind of fast, but it wasn't too bad.
I'm used to a Star Wars paced crawl, but it went so fast. I had to back it up and I was like, do people read faster back then?
Well,
or they just couldn't fit?
I was wondering if people read slower back then because there's one point where they look at a note and they just do an insert shot.
And they keep cutting back to the note?
And they're just like staring at it. I'm like, all right, I read it. Okay.
Yeah.
I read it. Yeah. You can cut away.
Yeah.
So I think
that's just, but that was just kind of like the way they made old movies with insert shots.
It's weird that they did have an opening crawl and then also a narrator.
Right. Like, just, man's knowledge has so increased with that any upheaval of nature would not be beyond his belief. What?
Oh, no.
So it starts out, there's this like fancy submarine.
Uh-huh.
Which is like a cush job for all these guys.
Yeah.
And they're playing like Hawaii music or something. And there's a part where then and he complains that the music's kind of like, they make a reference that, you know, like all we need now is champagne and dancing girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a very progressive movie, like you said.
Well, I mean, these are guys on a submarine.
He calls a guy and says, something more salty, please. And then they change the music and they cut to these guys that are like playing cards like in this area because, you know, it's a very easy job working on the submarine.
Yeah.
And there's one token Latin guy in the group who, when everyone's like, notices, oh, what's going on with the music? And then he goes, ¿Qué pasa?
Yeah.
So something grabs the ship, basically. Well, we know. I mean, first of all, we know the name of the movie.
Yeah.
So even if you didn't, like, I don't know if, like, the original poster had an octopus on it. It has tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this this thing. It just made me laugh because he goes, he says, to when they're trying to avoid it, they're like, take her deep. And I'm like, you can't get deeper than beneath the sea. And that's that person, that's that monster's home. Good luck.
Yeah. But we don't see the monster for a while, right?
No.
It's kind of a mystery. And I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for the reveal of this monster.
They're really hiding the monster for a long time.
Yeah.
There's a part where they say, how you feeling, Mac? And he says, all right, what's a fractured skull anyway? After the thing shakes the thing. And yeah. The few relief. And then the voiceover guy came in again. This is when they come into port after the whole thing.
Yeah. And do we know who the voiceover guy is? It's just a narrator, right?
Looking for a credit? Oh, what do you mean? Was it one
of the
people?
One of the characters. It almost sounds like a news report or something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, so much of the footage was basically, that he would narrate it looked like newsreel footage.
Yeah.
William Woodson was the opening narrator.
And he's just credited? He's
uncredited.
Oh.
So at first I thought that, I didn't know that these scientists were going to be key people in this episode, I mean, in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Because they had those things on for so long, it felt like they were just kind of these faceless scientists.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, you mean that's not all one animal?
Yeah, and these, like, it came from one animal, and they're like, oh, then it must be dead if it's that big, you know?
Right. It's like, nothing's that big.
But yeah,
this is the unseen chunk of whatever they're looking at.
Yeah. And
but like, it has to be enough. Like, I mean, how do you, like, would it be enough that it would look like a full animal?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like, I guess
if we would have seen it, we would have known.
Yeah, but I don't think they figured out what they were going to do for that part.
Yeah.
And then it begins with the first moment that he sees Professor Joyce out of her hood.
Uh-huh.
And he has that moment where he starts to talk. He's like, oh, he has to freeze for a moment.
Yeah.
Because he's suddenly smitten.
Yeah, he looks at her real long. There's one shot where he just like, they just leave the camera on him for a while, just him staring at her.
Yeah. By the way, that guy, Kenneth Toby, played Commander Matthews. He was in Airplane.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he was one of the, like, the tower guys.
Oh, okay.
I went looking for pictures of like stills from Airplane. I didn't see any that he was in, but that's one of his credits. When I looked up, like, you know, the different people, see if they popped up anywhere like that. It was definitely weird. You couldn't like quite figure out what the relationship was between Joyce and the other scientist.
Yeah,
It seemed like they were a couple, but then what?
because they were out to dinner together.
And the guy didn't seem to have a problem with her having feelings for this other guy.
Yeah.
It was really, especially there's that part where there's a part somewhere where he says something like about the commander. He's like, so I'm like, that is an interesting man. And she's like, isn't he? And she's got that look. And he like reacts. He looks at her look like, what? I wrote down, they're playing with goldfish.
Yeah, they stick the goldfish in the tank with the regular octopus.
The other guy, I think there's definitely this thing like they definitely wanted the other scientists to basically be sexless. Essentially, like he's kind of a little like he's like they made him like he's like nerdy, but he's kind of like Mr. Spock in a way, where he's like stuff like oh she's like he kissed me and he says oh how did that make you feel, you know he's like tell me this human emotion. And there's this whole, and the other thing was, did you notice that when they're hanging out and the commander and Joyce are talking to each other and they say something about he's like asking her like basically if what's going on, you know, are you and the scientist guy, you know, doing it? And she's like, oh, romance? And she picks up the graduated cylinder.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of handling in the phallic science thing.
That was very suggestive.
This is like one of my complaints. I go, this love triangle is ridiculous. I wrote. It
Yeah,
makes
because
me wish for a Big Brother cockwalk.
it was like not a love triangle. Like it was almost set up like it was supposed to be with the three of them at dinner, but then it's like she's like, oh, he asked her to dance, and she said, I kissed him, and he's like, all right.
Yeah, I know.
He like
Yeah, it
get
was
he just
almost
like
like.
gave up right away.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I know when I'm beat. I wondered, yeah, or I wondered if it was like they didn't, because she would basically be cheating on him if she kissed him while she was in the relationship with this other guy. And I wonder if that was a consideration being like going, she has to basically be moral on some level. That she wouldn't do that, or I wonder if there was some kind of like, you know, like I wonder if that was in the original story or not. Like I wonder if there was more relationship. You know, there's this kind of quality like it was little, you know, whitewashed or made it like, well, how do we make this less racy?
Yeah.
We'll just have her pick up the graduated cylinder. That's as far as it goes.
That was like in your face suggestive
Yeah, I was
in a
definitely like
way.
going, where's this monster? You know, it's like, well, we're in the sub. Now we're in the lab. You know, it's all like cheap sets.
Yeah, yeah, I was waiting for it. And that's why I was waiting for like the big reveal, but when it shows up, it just kind of shows up.
Yeah, oh, you know, else there's a thing that they go when they finally figure out what it is, and they're like, ah, we got it. You know, like, Eureka, we have the answer. Yes. But we're not going to talk about it in this scene. We're going to wait. And we're going to wait till we get everyone together and then we'll present them with our things. But shh, nobody talk about it just yet. It's like, yeah, we got it. They kept talking around it.
Like, did they not ever know what it was actually gonna be?
Yeah.
Did they just like make this movie and then Ray Harryhausen was like, an octopus?
No, I don't think so. Oh, that's a good idea.
Then they got to the point
Let's
where
say
it's
they, no,
like,
let's do that other scene. Let's do that other scene. Yeah.
and they didn't even tell the poster guy yet, so they're like, oh, we're just gonna call it Came From Beneath the Sea. We don't know what it is yet.
Just work on the lettering for now. That octopus was not happy, by the way.
Oh,
That
the.
octopus that they had in the tank for their demonstration.
And that dude, like, picked it up and pulled it out of the tank, and I'm like, ugh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, I was like, oh, poor guy.
But at least they put him back in, like, sooner than the octopus and
Yeah,
King
yeah,
Kong versus Godzilla.
yeah. I have a lot of empathy for real animals in these movies now. That guy named Chase, where he's like, he says, H-bombs have been blamed for every freak accident since and including marine monsters being disturbed.
They don't, they're being bothered. Bother the Marine. I did like, they mentioned that the radiation makes you so you can't have children.
Yeah.
And that seemed like his, like, a decision that he seemed okay with. He was like,
All
okay, all right. I guess I
right.
could deal with
I
that.
like those odds.
The ship gets attacked.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, we get to see a big tentacle.
Yeah. And I think it looks cool. I like the a lot of the effects, how they're like composited. I think they still look pretty cool.
I like those that kind of smooth flow of movement that like that Harryhausen animation thing. I like the way that kind of animation looks. It's kind of in the whole thing where it's like where like how CGI they say it looks realer, but it doesn't feel real, but it feels fake. And this looks fake, but it feels real. There's something. It's like that. It's like the idea, like the people who prefer vinyl kind of thing, where like there's a warmth to seeing that kind of animation. And the ship sinking animation is great. Yeah, that was good. That was a good first attack. I mean, I guess it's technically the second attack, but we didn't get to see the first one. And then they go to this dinner. They're having dinner while this is happening. And the commander gets all butthurt. He gets all upset because she's leaving, and he's like, "What? That meant nothing when I kissed you." And remember, so those guys get rescued.
By the helicopter guy.
Yeah.
That helicopter guy made me laugh. I enjoyed him. Life raft, men in it.
Yeah. And the first guy tells the doctor about what's going on and what happened, and so he immediately gets taken to like some like psych ward basically, and all the other guys are like, okay, so they decide to just say it didn't happen. And so then they go and they're like, oh, they're saying it didn't happen now. It's like they're covering for the monster. And then they're like, yeah, no one's saying that they saw it now. And she's like, my turn. And so she goes there and she's like, she puts the chair just right. And I was like, what is she gonna do with the chair? She's like, so how long have you been at sea?
She had opened up a she'd left the phone off the hook so everyone can hear the conversation.
And there's a part, she's like, so you see things? And I was like, the guy, like, me? See things? Don't be silly.
And she said, "She, what did she say? She said, I've seen things. Would you tell me if you saw things?" And he says something like, "For you, lady, I'll tell you anything." But I mean, as far as me saying progressive and stuff, like I feel like this is, I like this scene because she's the one that decided to go
Yeah,
in
she says, here,
and
let me
take
show you how
control.
it's done. Wah, wah, wah.
But it's not like the guy's saying,
Hey,
"Hey,
you go over there and work your magic. Yeah, see, yeah, you're right.
So she's like, "Oh, I can convince this dumb man to,
Yeah, listen, I know how to do this stuff.
I
Just
can hop
wait.
up on this desk and cross my legs and adjust my shirt in front of this dude
Yeah,
and get what I
I
need."
know how to handle a sailor who's been at sea for a while.
And it works. So they try, they're like kind of tracking this thing, but they say it's like a needle in the haystack. But the needle or the haystack is like, what is it, 3 million square miles or something. But they do a lot of flying. Like anytime there's kind of any sort of.
Oh, that was in, that's one of the things. That's one of the things that made me miss Japanese movies was like they use real planes, and I was like, oh, I miss the toys.
Yeah, this is like the this is Yeah, it's mostly a lot of comp shots. There's a few model stuff here and there, but yeah, all the footage and stuff is like kind of like stock footage. And there's this one shot where there's like these huge like military ships in the water, and they're like launching off these explosions, like these mines in the water. It looked pretty cool. So they track them to Astoria. Is that where they said it was? Is that in Oregon? Is that the place in Goonies?
Oh, I don't know. Is that where he comes ashore?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, before that, what about the guy's demonstration as to how octopuses work?
Is that when he lifts them out of the tank?
No, when he had the balloon.
Oh.
See this balloon? What's this?
Yeah.
An octopus is like this.
That's
an octopus for you.
I didn't understand that at all.
And the guy who delivers the note, he gave a real, real big salute. Like, that's like, I was like, man, that guy committed, the note guy. The salute and the back flip, you know, the about face turn. I was like, this guy made sure he had his right. Like, maybe he was ex-military or something, but that was legit.
Octopi well known back then? Because, like, the balloon thing, the balloon thing didn't make sense to me. And I'm like, why is he trying to explain an octopus? And then earlier, the dude who the doctor thinks is crazy, he relates the octopus to being like his stethoscope. And it's really weird. Like, they can't just say, oh, it looked like a giant octopus. It was strange that he thought that it was like a stethoscope. I mean, he could have been just in shock.
Yeah, I feel like people have been known about octopuses for a while.
I thought so too.
I'm on Wikipedia. I'm looking at Wikipedia octopuses right now. And I'm looking at where it says relationship to humans. And the subcategories are as a dangerous sea monster, as an actual danger, as a symbol of power, as erotic fantasy, as food, in science and technology. Those are all the subcategories.
Erotic fantasy, huh?
That's probably like the tentacle stuff.
Oh, okay. It's weird to me.
Tentacle stuff? Oh.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. You haven't looked at that stuff?
No. I've only heard about stuff. But I haven't. No.
Oh. Well, Wikipedia has a sample picture.
Nope. I will not go there.
It's like an octopus making out.
Oh.
With an Asian woman.
A real octopus or a dude dressed as an octopus?
No, it's like an ink drawing. It's like a picture.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not like animal porn. It's like, there's the thing the Japanese can't show penetration, but they can show a tentacle going into somebody.
Oh. So they just substitute it?
I think it's just, yeah, it's just a substitution. Oh. You know what I think the, let's get back, getting back to the movie. Anyways, this thing where like they go and that there's like the town hick who basically takes them out there.
Yeah.
And they don't want to mention octopus to him for some reason. Like, you see any whales or sea serpents?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? And the guy's like I imagine the guy would be like, oh, no, none of that. A lot of calls about octopuses, though.
I think they're trying to coax him into saying the word octopus.
You mean an octopus? Oh.
Yeah. Like, it felt like they didn't want to give any, like, kind of a suggestion or influence what his answer would be almost. So they're like, did you see anything big like a whale? No. I think they, but they, yeah. So they go all the way to Oregon or wherever this is.
Yeah.
Because they heard that a Jeep fell off a cliff towards the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, that doesn't seem as big as like a submarine attack or a boat attack, but I guess take a plane and go investigate it. And then when they show up.
Well, there was like a few things. Wasn't it like, yeah, we're going to go to this and we're going to go to that. There was like this thing like, oh, these things happened.
Yeah.
We're going to go check this out. And you tell them that we're going to go, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
They split up.
But the scientist checks the Jeep and he's like, oh, like the keys are still in the ignition. Is that
right?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I didn't think
they're still running.
Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, I didn't think to check that. No one thought to check that. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are terrible cops.
Yeah. And then,
and this octoprints in the sand is like, oh, octoprints. Oh. I knew.
Yeah. Those were cool. I like that. I'm a big fan of like when they do that in like, I think they did it in Kong Skull Island, but they do it in like almost every like Godzilla movie or it's like in Jurassic Park and stuff where, you know, you have the giant footprint.
Yeah. Like Cool Little Ranch. I don't know if they still do, but they had for the 98 Godzilla, they had a giant footprint there that they kept carved out for ages.
Yeah. That's really cool. I want to go hang out in a giant footprint.
Giant footprints are fun.
Yeah. And then this was a giant tentacle print. And that was very, to me, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like I wouldn't have expected to see that, but I like that. I like that. And I like that the guy, like this is the first attack we get where we get to see like the actual octopus's body. Cause the first, that first attack, yeah, we really only see the tentacles. And I'm like, oh, are we just going to see tentacles the whole time?
Right.
And then we finally see the octopus's body. And does it have eyelashes?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
It looked like it had eyelashes.
But the thing is, the guy's there. You see him, like, turn. He's looking at something and smiling while the octopus is behind him.
Uh-huh.
So we have no idea what he's looking at, but he's tickled by it.
Uh-huh.
Then he turns back and he sees the octopus. He screams. There's never any contact. Like, they never had, like, a big thing to, you know, interact with him. So it was like, scream, and then she screams and hides her. So I was like, oh, and I was like, I guess he was killed?
Yeah, it kind of, doesn't it, like, kind of come down on him, though? It's about to come down on him? It was like a composite shot or something. But I think he definitely dies.
Oh, yeah, he definitely dies.
And then they get out of there. And what cracks me up is there's this sign in the road that says beach closed.
Yes.
And when they drive out, they just crash through it instead of going around it, which, you know, would have been easy. But it catches on fire when they run through it with the car, the wooden barrier.
Oh, right, because they go so fast.
They go so fast that the wood catches on fire.
Yes.
I was like, is there like a lantern on it maybe to light it up at night? I was assuming it was maybe just some sort of charge in there from like the special effects department. It was weird.
The guy says something. He said, the nerd, when he showed up and he was like confirming that it's definitely an octopus. And he says, octopodal bidrunciata.
I didn't catch that.
It's like, it's definitely octopodal bidrunciata. So I was like, what the hell? I had to look up what he said.
Is it actual?
I think he messed it up because he says octopodal bidrunciata. And what I looked up was it looked like it's octopodal dibranchiata. So I think he flipped bidrunciata and dibranchiata. That's definitely splitting hairs.
Uh-huh.
But he was trying to play smart, and I caught him.
Like Adele Dazeem?
Yeah.
He says its only weak spot is its brain, which is pretty good speculation.
Yeah. The love story was so ridiculous, like them coming out of the water and hanging out on that rock.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why are they doing this?
And she's in her bathing suit. And then the other scientist is coming over. She's like, oh, I better go get my robe.
Right.
which I guess that was scandalous.
Again, it was like, I better get my robe. It's like, I don't want him to know that we've been smooching. Like, there's that thing. I go, wait, are you with this guy or not? What is going on?
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me convince her to beat it and let the Navy take over. Well, what does she say? What difference what she says? There's a whole new breed of woman speech thing that happens there.
Yeah.
Which is the part you like.
Well, yeah, because it's saying, it's because in any other movie.
Yeah.
They would have just called her a stupid lady.
Yeah.
And not done anything. At least this one has two points of view. One guy saying, hey, listen, women are more than just dumb pieces of garbage.
And?
And there's the other point of view, which is the wrong point of view.
No, where he's like, there's another guy saying, no, women are this and that. It's like, let me mansplain to you how how women now are, you know, not just pieces of meat anymore.
Yeah. But it's a guy explaining it to a guy like, hey, dude, listen.
Right in front of right there in front of a woman, like they're talking over her.
Wasn't she gone getting her rope?
No, I think she's just standing right there. They're talking around her when she's just right there doing this whole thing about.
Well, it's still better than Lisa from the ex from planet outer space.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, using that as your baseline.
I feel like everything she did was smart, and that it was like the character was written not stupid. Except the love stuff didn't need to be there, but I guess. Yeah. Wasn't it Ed Wood where Bela Lugosi is like, you always take a girl to a Dracula movie because of the romance, but also the scares brings her closer to you and stuff. So maybe that's kind of the thing, is the romance is in there so that like teenagers in the audience can kiss and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the monster shows up on the bridge, and this part is awesome looking.
This is the cool, yeah.
This is the reason to watch this movie.
Yeah, everything on the bridge, like the animation and stuff, is so good. Because you have to, Harryhausen has to, have the tentacles pull the bridge apart frame by frame. Yeah. Yeah. And there's, pieces falling off of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked awesome.
Totally awesome.
It was definitely going to be on the album art, imagery of that stuff.
Yes.
Shots of that. I thought even, the comp shots were good, too. Like, when, was it Campbell was running, is that his name? His name Campbell?
Carter?
Matthews. Carter. Carter was running across the bridge because he gave himself clearance.
Oh, there's a really funny moment in there. Yeah. But first, yeah, I was like, oh, Carter's doomed. And I was like, oh, so Carter's going to die. Like, I thought he was going to make it.
Yeah.
When he decides to run there. And then the commander shows up. He goes and he's like, hold on to her. He throws the woman. He has someone, you know, hold on to the woman. Because she's emotional. She's going to run on. She's going to run on that bridge and kill herself. Oh, I liked when the octopus crushed that car, too.
Oh, yeah. It looked good.
Yeah,
because I thought awesome. It was. Because the model, it looked like it was just another comp shot.
Yeah.
But then when they crushed it, I was like, oh, it's the actual model.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that looked really good.
There is one part that was really funny. There's the one comp shot where Carter's standing, and in the basically the background screen, the monster's busting up the pavement,
mm-hmm.
and the pavement breaks. Like, it kind of bulges up the top.
Yeah.
And he does this whoa kind of move.
Yeah.
Almost like he's doing a hula hoop kind of move, whoa.
Yeah.
And that part was really funny looking.
Yeah, because it's they're okay, we're gonna put this in later, so just pretend this is happening.
Right.
And he has no idea what that's gonna look like.
To be like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool comp shots. There's one shot where it's from inside the building. And the tentacle comes in and breaks through the window.
Yeah.
And the live action foreground stuff, they timed it out. So
that window break was great.
Yeah. Like the,
yeah, I remember writing about that.
The set pieces falling in the actual set, it, you know, matched up with the glass breaking and stuff. Like, there was a lot of really cool stuff like that. Like, stuff you would see in, like, King Kong. Like, you could tell that Harryhausen really, like, well, he didn't work on King Kong, but just the techniques used in King Kong.
Right, totally.
Were, like, advancing.
That's what it felt. Yeah, it felt like that same kind of way. Like, the way, yeah, that smooth movement when King Kong moves his arms and stuff is kind of like how the Hawkins says that. That interesting, like, smoothness thing that has its own thing.
I wonder how big the tentacle puppet was. Because, like, the detail on the bridge and the car and stuff were really cool.
Yeah, well, there's that one tentacle that I wrote. One tentacle worked really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's definitely, like, this is the hero tentacle for, like, you know, the
when it's
the
coming up from shot. Behind people.
And then I think it's like he's got the single tentacle probably, and then he's also got the full octopus.
Yeah.
That was my guess. Yeah, I do think that maybe one tentacle might have been a separate puppet. Mm-hmm. The clock tower crush.
That looked
also
cool too.
Great.
Yeah, because they did a comp shot where it had like the actual clock tower in the, you know, as part of the skyline, and then the octopus was behind it. But then they like integrated a cool model of the clock tower and like replaced it in the live footage. And that's another thing. It like tears it apart like piece by piece, and there's all these small pieces, but they're all being animated frame by frame.
And how that's more brittle than, you know, like it's soft and that's brittle. And...
Yeah. Yeah, the octopus is definitely soft. We'll find that out later.
What did you think about it when the tentacle came down on those people?
I thought it looked cool. I thought those people did a better job of reacting to a tentacle than the dude that Carter did on the bridge.
Where they did better. Yeah. Everyone hit the ground. You know, that was cool. I wrote crushing people was hilarious, but there's so much footage of like extras running from one side to the other and running around that it definitely kind of felt like it is possible that they started getting tired, because certain shots you can see people are kind of
walking. Yeah.
They're kind of like, enough. Don't we have this yet?
Oh, there was another shot that was cool. Another comp shot where they had the people running along like the wharf, and the tentacle came through like an archway and broke up the archway.
Yeah.
And you could tell like that it was a model that was integrated with the live action. I really like that stuff. That's the one thing they don't really do in Godzilla movies. They either have models that he destroys or he's behind live action buildings.
Yeah.
Like you never see him destroy a model building that's comped in with a live action shot.
So then they flame it.
Yeah. Those flamethrowers worked pretty well. And I was like, it would be cool to be one of those guys. Like, if you're fighting monsters, usually we see monsters getting shot up with, like, machine guns and masers and missiles. But this one was like, oh, cool. Like, four guys with flamethrowers can, you know, hold this thing back. Like, it kind of made it more fun. You usually don't see that.
And when they flame it, it, like, screams.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were huge flames, too. The flamethrowers?
Yeah.
They would shoot, like, a couple stories high. I liked everything about those flamethrower guys. It made me want to play with like army men, like little green army men, especially if I had like an octopus toy.
And then, so the underwater shots, the one giant eyeball.
Oh, when the guy's swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the big plan of this movie, and I just re-listened to our Gamera episode, you know, from a few months back.
Yes. How it holds up to Z-Plan.
But yeah, and I was like, Z-Plan was so crazy and intricate and like convoluted. And then their plan in this is, let's go shoot it with torpedoes.
Right.
And, I mean, it kind of works, you know, which is crazy because it seems like if they did bring in military like tanks or something, it seems like they would have been able to take it out. But they shoot the torpedo out of the submarine, and it just like goes right through the soft skin,
right,
of the monster. Do we even have a name for the monster? It's just octopus, right?
It.
It. I guess.
It.
Yeah. But,
you know, it. Oh, it. From the bottom of the sea? Yeah, it.
Yeah. But it, the torpedo just like grossly just goes in through the skin.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's real soft. But it gets but the octopus grabs the submarine, and so they're like, oh, we can't explode the torpedo, otherwise we're dead. And so they go out, and the dude goes out in his iron lung, or his aqua lung, in his scuba gear, with a harpoon to try to get the octopus to let go of the submarine. And I like that, because it was like this crazy, like really like white suit.
Yes.
And the underwater stuff was very black. And then, yeah, he swims by the octopus's eye.
That must be what it was. That must be like, I guess they probably shot it in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And the tank was painted black or blue to make it look like deep sea, I guess.
Yeah.
And so then they, so they're like, oh, we gotta just give them, they have to be in white suits. Because normally, like, a wetsuit would be black.
Yeah.
But then you'd only see, you know, tanks and floating heads probably. Yeah. So
I thought it looked really cool. All that underwater footage looked really neat. The white scuba gear. But then that dude gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And so the other guy had to go out, and he's able to take a harpoon with a explosive in it? It looked like a
right. Well, like the original plan was that they're going to shoot it and it would detonate later. And there was like this thing where like, yeah, I was like, he was going to sacrifice himself kind of thing.
Yeah. But he gets knocked out. He takes a harpoon with an explosive on it, but he gets knocked out. So the next guy goes out with the harpoon gun.
Right.
And he shoots the gun and it lets go of the sub.
That, yeah.
And then as soon as the sub is free, they
set it off.
Yeah. Explode torpedo, and then that's it, right? That does it. We don't see the octopus swim off or anything. It just is
dead. He's exploded.
He's just dead.
Yeah. And then there's that kind of weird ending scene.
Yeah.
And there's still this kind of weird three-way going on between them.
Yeah, but I like the movie.
I like the monster stuff. The animation is awesome. It's the stuff to get there was a little rough for me, but the monster is super cool.
Yeah, I watched it in pieces, so I was able to. I don't know if that held my was able, like if I were to sit through the whole thing just all in one sitting, if I'd be kind of getting antsy, but I would watch like a half hour at a time. So I think I watched it over like three times.
Oh, okay,
the course of three sittings, but yeah, I mean the whole last 30 minutes of it attacking San Francisco Bay, I really enjoyed. I thought all that stuff was cool. It's just kind of not, yeah, the characters are kind of just, you know, there. I like Joyce, I think, the most. I think she was the most interesting. I liked that.
Yeah.
I really liked her. I really liked her the scene with the survivors of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
With the doctor and stuff.
I definitely think she was. Yeah, she definitely may have been the most complex in characters as far as like in that sense. I guess like the other two characters were pretty two dimensional, but it's a cool octopus.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have much more to say about it.
Me either.
I could recommend it. I guess it feels like a movie that would be perfect for like a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like if it's on TMC.
Yeah, it definitely kind of has that kind of like the afternoon movie feel.
Yeah.
Like old KTLA movies.
Yeah. Tom Hatton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that's all I have for that. Our next episode, I'm very excited to discuss. We're going to be watching Godzilla versus...
Back to Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla versus Gigan.
I'm excited because I don't think I've seen this movie, although I love Gigan as a design. I mean, his saw belly
with his paunch.
I was like, and that this is the chubby guy, the chubby Gigan. But like, I was like, it's just a cool idea of a saw in his guts. Yeah. And I was like, rad.
Yeah, I was panic. I got more from just the toys and the models. I don't think I've really seen them in action.
Well, that's gonna be fun to talk about for sure.
Yeah, and that other one that's later where he's like super sleek.
Yeah, like Godzilla Final Wars, which we'll have
Yeah,
to get
it
to
looks
eventually.
cool. Looks cool.
Yeah. Head over to kaijupod.com. That gives you links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it has our kaiju list, which is still growing. We're going to put more of these American
It's
monster movies
amazing
on
how much
there.
stuff we keep finding.
Yeah. I was looking at it today, and you'd mentioned that, we don't want to run out of Godzilla movies, but we haven't even done half. And that doesn't even include, like, just the Toho movies that don't have Godzilla movie or Godzilla in it.
We did
So,
good.
yeah. Yeah. And,
We'll just go till we're bored.
yeah.
And then we'll start our Thunderbird show.
Jesus. Thunderbirds. And what was the other one? The submarine one. Whatever it is. That's not important. We could all look it up.
Stingray?
Stingray. I think you're right. So, yeah, until next time,
Oh,
I'm going to go
shoot.
have a T-bone steak, rare.
I am going to blow up this balloon.